the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. We are in the month of May, the fifth month, the number of grace. Thank you, God, for your immeasurable grace. Joy seekers, we hope that 2023 is still going strong for you. Deanne and I are so glad to be back with you. As we all know, May is Small Business Month, Stroke Awareness Month, and Mental Health Awareness Month. We will highlight all of these things here all month long. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Erica Campbell with Feel All Right, I'm Blessed, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Well, right.
Yeah. Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
K-Classic. They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can. And I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I do believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be. But I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way.
Corinne Hawthorne with Unstoppable, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Philippians 4 and 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." I want to talk to you this evening about the power of disruptive thinking. If the things you've been doing currently are not working, it might be time to shift. You have to be willing to explore uncharted territories and think outside the box. So it's time to become a disruptive thinker. People who challenge themselves by setting and achieving goals don't dwell inside comfort zones. Avoiding the pain of rejection and failure is of little value. They think and act differently and find comfort in being uncomfortable. If you want to achieve your most desired goals this year, you're going to have to shake things up by changing the way you think. If you want to overcome barriers to reach your goals, saddle up and learn to harness the power of disruptive thinking. Here's how. Number one, challenge the status quo. Being a team player is commendable and exercising diplomacy is admirable. But simply going along to get along is an ineffective strategy that often compromises values, relationships, and in many cases, the bottom line. Don't be afraid to question institutional memory, so-called best practices, or decisions that appear problematic. Yeah, sure, it takes courage, open-mindedness, and a desire to achieve the best result, but the rewards can be pretty significant. By choosing to quote-unquote color outside the lines, so to speak, you can transform the landscape. If in doubt, ask, what if bucking the system meant resolve? And not just for me, but for others whose voices may be muted. 2, get uncomfortable. If you're feeling content with the way things are, chances are you won't be motivated to change them. But why be average when you can be extraordinary? You are your only real competition. So choose to step outside your comfort zone and conquer any weaknesses. Get into the habit of raising your standards and expectations by challenging yourself to do more and better. 3, forget what other people think. Striving to secure praise and avoid blame is a recipe for disaster. Forget it. Forget about it. You are your own best barometer. What matters most is what you think. So practice self-reliance. It is critical. Doubt is a simple distraction. It is a distraction. Do not allow yourself to permeate your thoughts and influence your judgment. Doubt is a time guzzler. Muzzle the mental noise by leveraging positive thoughts and experiences from your arsenal. 4, welcome failure. Imagine going through life and never making any mistakes. What would be the point, really? There is tremendous value in embracing missteps and applying lessons learned. Experience, once you've learned the lesson, is the best teacher. Plus the opportunity to develop great intellect, better judgment, and improved analytical skills. It is unmatched. And as someone who actually experienced adversity and persevered, you naturally become a more credible advisor. Last but not least, be bold with wild abandon. What's the worst thing that can happen when you stick out your neck? Someone says no, or the situation doesn't work out as planned. The best thing that could happen, however, is that you become wildly successful. So why not give yourself an opportunity to win? Take more chances, but don't calculate a doomsday scenario in advance. The odds are in your favor. Remember, when you play it overly safe, you miss incredible opportunities that were ripe for the picking. Open your eyes to the world of possibilities. If you're willing to embrace your inner disruptor, you can be more effective than you've ever been and take achievement to the next level this year and beyond. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Destination transformation is the theme for 2023. Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction so that you can take flight. Here's Donald Lawrence and Company featuring Dorinda Clark Cole with Your Righteous Mind and Isabel Davis with Confidence right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Bloom.
Donald Lawrence and Company coming to you with another lesson, Your Righteous Mind. Yeah, the mind that Christ Jesus used enabled him to do supernatural things in a natural world. Scripture.
If you can be risen. Risen in Christ is right.
Focus.
Set your affections, affections.
On kingdom things.
On the things of the kingdom.
Right here, y'all.
If he be risen.
That's right.
Risen in Christ is right.
If you focus.
Set your affections, affections.
On things of the kingdom.
On the things.
Come on, tell
them.
The think on these things.
Whatsoever things are true.
True.
Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatever's pure.
Whatsoever lovely.
Lovely.
What's good report.
Keep it positive, y'all.
Mind.
What mind?
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time?
Your righteous mind.
To reconnect with your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
See, a righteous mind is a faith mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a miracle mind.
Your righteous mind.
Jesus came and he did it. Time for you to get with it.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time?
Let this mind.
Let this mind. That's
it.
That's it.
Christ.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Be in you.
Oh yeah. Come on, y'all.
Be in you.
Uh-huh. That's right. Swing it like this. Put your hands together. We just came to teach you. Put a little bit more word in you. Right here. Verse.
If you can be risen, risen.
Uh-huh.
Risen in Christ, in Christ.
I say focus.
Set your affections, affections.
On your kingdom assignment.
On the things of the kingdom.
Yeah.
If he be risen.
I like that.
Risen in Christ, in Christ.
Huh.
Set your affections, affections.
On kingdom things.
On the things
come
of
on,
the
y'all,
kingdom.
Come on, y'all, tell them in Scripture. I like it.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Get your word.
Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatever's pure.
Whatsoever lovely.
Lovely.
What's good report.
Yeah.
The renewing.
Keep it positive.
Your mind.
What mind?
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time?
Your righteous mind.
To reconnect with your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
I say Jesus came and he did it.
Your righteous mind.
Time for you to get with it. Righteous mind is a faith mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a healing mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a delivered mind.
Your righteous mind.
Come on, say, let this.
Let this mind.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
Christ.
It. Christ. Operate the way Jesus did.
In you.
Right now, being you.
Be in
come on, let's tell them how to do it. First, this is what you gotta do.
Guard your hearing.
You gotta guard your hearing.
Guard your seeing.
Listen, everybody, you gotta guard your seeing.
Guard your speaking.
You gotta guard what you say.
Guard your heart.
See, this protects your heart.
Guard your hearing.
I say, guard your hearing.
Guard your seeing.
Guard your seeing.
Guard your speaking.
Guard your speaking.
Guard your heart.
Then guard your heart.
Guard your hearing.
Be careful what you're listening to.
Guard your seeing.
Be careful what you're looking at.
Guard your speaking.
Careful what you say.
Guard your heart.
And this will protect your heart.
Guard your hearing.
See, what you're listening to will affect you.
Guard your speaking.
What you're looking at will affect you.
Guard your speaking.
What you speak will affect your future.
Guard your heart.
And then it will affect your heart and
your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous
you think it's time?
Your righteous mind.
For you to elevate your mind.
Your righteous mind.
Jesus came and he did it.
Your righteous mind.
Time for you to get with it.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Come on, it's time. For you to let this mind.
That's it.
Christ. Jesus. Get all inside you. That's right. Uh-huh. You're not a natural being having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being having a natural experience. Dorinda, I think right here, I just need a little bit of help from you. Come on, Dorinda.
Let go of your natural being.
And embrace.
Embrace your right.
Tell
him. Let go of your natural being.
And do what?
I gotta embrace.
Embrace your righteous
being.
And your faithfulness over and over. All right, shout it again. God, we know we'll see your goodness and your faithfulness over and over again. All right, come on. Woo! You're with us, yeah.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. Still holding on. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. Yesterday, I heard this oldie but goodie that I hadn't heard in its entirety in a very long time. I remember this song from when I was a little girl singing in the youth choir at church, and although I loved it then, the message of still holding on resonated with me even more so now that I'm on the other side of 40. The next part of the song really touched me because I felt my testimony was being belted out by this beautiful soprano voice. She says, "When I was young, I gave God my hand and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough and the going's been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here to stay. Though I've been talked about and oh, I've been criticized, I had to wipe many tears from my eyes. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand." There's a saying, "Just wait," meaning it's just a matter of time before you get acquainted with some experiences. Or some folks might say, "Keep on living." When I first heard "I'm Still Holding On" in 1984, I was probably about 5 years old, and I'm pretty sure I wasn't able to relate like I am at 44. And I'm sure others who are older have an even different experience. John 20:29 says, "Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" When you believe, wow. Yes, there are challenges in life sometimes, but do you believe that God will deliver you from them all? Do you believe that he is a burden bearer, a provider, a bridge over troubled water, a peacemaker, the way, the truth, and the life? Ball is not life. Food is not life. Entertainment is not life. But Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is life. He will give you life and life more abundantly. But you have to believe and trust that he will do just what he said he will do in his word. That he is who he says he is in his word. That he is his word. So no matter what you are going through this day, pick up his word and allow it to penetrate your heart. Read your Bible and allow it to penetrate your heart. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. That's Psalm 37:25. Y'all, listen, his word, hold on to Jesus and his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to say that I am still holding on to your hand, to your faithful hand, to your unwavering hand, to your unchanging hand, to your loving hand. And more than anything, thank you that even when I was out of character, you didn't let go of my hand. Keep on holding on to his hand, family. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And here at Brand New Day, we want to recognize and celebrate our wonderful educators. Joy Seekers, we want you to do us a favor. Share how they have influenced your life. Post and tag your videos to Brand New Day Emily all week long doing just that. Educators, we encourage you to hold on and keep doing what you are doing to build and nurture productive, amazing human beings. Here's Luther Barnes and the Red Bud Gospel Choir featuring Deborah Barnes with "I'm Still Holding On, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Bloom.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing. I'm out here to stay.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio is celebrating 12 years. Thank you for supporting us each and every Sunday by tuning in to each of our shows. As we move near the second half of this year, let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and we learn the lessons that unfold. Here's Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me and Shayla with You Are Enough, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Oh,
my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word with how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, and ran, you kept me. When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me. You kept me. Said he's able to keep us from falling, and he'll present us faultless.
Yeah,
it was your blood that kept me.
Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Smart segment on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Mental health awareness has been observed in the United States since 1949. Every year during the month of May, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, joins the national movement to raise awareness about mental health. Together, they fight stigma, provide support, educate the public, and advocate for policies that support the millions of people in the U.S. affected by mental illness. Here are some ways we can all get involved. This year, NAMI is celebrating Mental Health Awareness Month with the More Than Enough campaign. It's an opportunity for all of us to come together and remember the inherent value we each hold, no matter what our diagnosis, appearance, socioeconomic status, background, or ability. Know that if all you did was wake up today, that's more than enough. No matter what, you are inherently worthy of more than enough life, love, and healing. Showing up just as you are for yourself and the people around you is more than enough. So join the hashtag More Than Enough campaign. Throughout the month, share on social media why you are more than enough by tagging NAMI Communicate and using the hashtag More Than Enough. For more information about the National Alliance on Mental Illness, please log on to www.nami.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Ain't chirping about it, and you've done more for me than you've done for the trees. So why would I even doubt it? If the rocks on the ground can say it, and the sky full of clouds can paint it, who am I to be here complaining? Only thinking about what I would change. Yeah, this is your world. I'm just living in it. Hey, so I'm just walking through it. Knowing that you're with me, this is your world. I'm just living in it. I'm just praying through it. Knowing that you listen. Hold up, every single one of my own plans. See, I never have in your heart, so I put them in your hands. This is your world. Just living in it.
Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new. Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand
That was Jonathan McReynolds with Your World. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Well, Joy Seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest web updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at ebloom@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are taking flight in 2023, and don't forget to tag us on your post on the educators who have influenced and inspired you during this Teacher Appreciation Week. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was The Power of Disruptive Thinking. Our Renewed Heart segment was Still Holding On. Our Live Smart segment was More Than Enough. Let's pray. God, we honor you, we bless you, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask you, Lord God, to give us and equip us with everything we need to be successful on this week. We ask you to cover us and protect us in your blood. Lord God, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger as we navigate in and out of the marketplace and our various destinations. We love you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a thought-provoking quote from Bishop T.D. Jakes. If you're going to be a change maker or a disruptive thinker, it's important to get out and talk to people who don't look like you and hear some perspectives outside your own. Take this as a sign to step outside your comfort zone. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Pastor Mike Jr. with Big.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be big.
Hey!
Big.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big. Shouting into my promise. Why? God's gonna
open the windows of heaven. Pour me out a blessing.
I won't have room.
Open rooms of complaining.
Can't even try to explain it.
But it's gonna be big.
God is gonna blow your mind.
God is about to blow my mind.
Hey.
Explain it.
will be big.